And in the studio with us this morning is playwright Jack Kenny, here to speak about his latest work for the stage, Born on a Thursday. It's great to have you in here with us, Jack.
Thanks for having me, Eleanor. I appreciate the being out of the heat. It's nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful and cool in here, which doesn't always happen. I'm telling you now. Now, can you give me a brief synopsis of the play?
Yeah, brevity's not my strong suit, but I'll give it a crack. So, Born on a Thursday is a family drama set in primarily in the year 1999 that follows this single parent family across the course of a year, single parent working class family living in Western Sydney, and it's a slice of life dramedy. The tension of which surrounds an incident that occurred 18 months prior to the play, where the son of this family, a 19-year-old boy, sustains a traumatic brain injury in a junior rugby league match. And the daughter, who's been living overseas, returns home. The mother and one of the neighbours have sort of been, you know, caring for the boy and sort of looking over his recovery. It's really a play that examines the sort of strain on relationships that sort of responsibility of care can have, and we sit with this family over the course of about a 12-month period as they all kind of sort of wrestle with this tragic event and the way that it affects their own relationships and their own sort of outlook on their lives.
Okay. Did you have any personal experience with this, or did you
just... Not with traumatic brain injuries per se. I'm a big footy fan and we do now in 2025 where we are far more cognizant of brain injuries in sport than we would have been, say, 25-26 years ago when the play is set. I have a lot of experience in sort of family drama.
Are you the one that went away or the one that stayed?
Well, I was probably a little bit of column A, a little column B. There's a little bit of you at all of your characters, but no sort of direct personal experience with a traumatic brain injury, but it's something that I haven't seen on the stage per se, and so I thought it was an interesting plot point to base these relationships around.
Yeah, sure. And look, and it's important to note that during the production, you're in collaboration with the Australian Sports Brain Bank. What role are they doing for this?
Oh, they've been wonderful. They're just a wonderful consultancy touch point for us to, you know, that the script has, you know, this character is supposed to be very authentically portrayed. So there's in the dialogue, in some of the speech patterns, in some of the performance affectation that our wonderful actor who's portraying that, the role is of Isaac Owen Hasluck, is having to take on. We just wanted to make sure we were being as sensitive and as accurate as possible in those portrayals. And you know, the brain and brain injuries is something that even neurosurgeons and neuroscientists will tell you. Relative to how much we know about some other things, we still don't know that much about it. More and more is being discovered sort of year on year. And so just to have a consultancy touch point in the Brain Bank was absolutely wonderful. They work a lot with sort of sporting injuries and neuro sport injuries. So it's wonderful to have them in the room as a wider collaborator.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, brain injuries in sports. I mean, it must, like, I mean, you know, all the boxers that have come up with terrible brain injuries and that's like going back in the 60s and yep, further down the track. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a very important story that you're telling, you know, so good on you.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Now, you wanted to write a play about finding beauty and pain in the smallness of a world we recognise. Mm. So what kind of response do you think the audience might have when they see the show?
Look, I think that, and I hope that audiences will see a bit of themselves in the characters or in other people that are in their lives. I think there's a good chance that people will walk away from the theatre and go, I know those people. Like I you know, even though they're, you know, ostensibly fictional, I my auntie's like that, or my brother's like that, or I'm a bit like that, or I've had that argument before, or I've yearned for that thing before. And so that, yeah, the beauty and the pain, that's just about having this sort of, I suppose, mimetic approach to a story like this, where you put what you think is real and still interesting, because it's still supposed to be theatre and dramatic, but what is real on the stage. And what is real to me is that across a day, something really funny and lovely can happen, and in the same breath, something tragic can happen, and they do sort of jostle for space in this same plane. You know, life is not so simply delineated as these are the bad things that happen to us, and then an hour, you know, and then these are the good things. It's sort of, they sort of all merge in together in and amongst the mundane things of being alive in suburbia, you know, having to take the rubbish out and figure out what's for dinner and brush your teeth and all the rest of it. So, yeah, that's I guess, what that's about.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this your first play, or how many plays have you written?
Produced, I've had two prior to this. They were sort of smaller operations at Fringe Festival. So I've done a play at Adelaide Fringe, and I've done a play here at Sydney Fringe. But in this sort of more curated independent sector at a legendary theatre like the Old Fitz, this is my first. So it's yeah, it feels like a real step up.
It's a 2-hour, 40-minute play as well.
It's a big girl. Yeah, yeah.
How long did it take to write it?
That first draft probably came in a couple of weeks. I think I sat down and wrote it in January last year. And once I get a kind of a feel for the characters and the way they talk to each other, that first draft always pours out fairly quickly. But you know, the real writing comes after these two wonderful women who run this theatre company picked it up mid to late last year, and then throughout this year, you know, another 12 drafts or whatever were churned out. And that's, you know, it's not unrecognisable, but it's quite different to what it would have been when I first wrote it.
Okay, yeah. So it's an ongoing process. So you deliver the play, and then they go, oh, hang on, why don't we do this?
Well, you get in the room, yeah. Eleanor, with actors in a workshop capacity, and you sort of, they imbue their own voices into the voices of the characters, and you realise, like, oh, okay, I can, now that I hear it said, we pull this string a little bit, and we pair this back a little bit. And so, yeah, it's been very much, we've been crafting and refining and refining and refining all the way up until, say, maybe a week ago. And that's when you've got to sort of cut the cord and go, no, that's it now, because we're going to tech.
No more takes. This is my play.
That's right.
Has it still got your name on it as playwright, or is it now playwright Jack with so many other people?
They're generous enough to keep my name on it as the sole author, but I can promise you that everyone is an author in the work in some way. Yeah, I think so anyway.
All right. Now, it's on at the Old Fitz.
It is at the Old Fitz Theatre.
And it's world premiere. Wow. Yeah. Tonight, is that right?
Tonight we preview. So we preview two preview shows tonight and tomorrow night. There's still a few tickets available for that. I think they're cheapies. They're $29. So, you know, grab them if they're still there. And then, yeah, we open on Sunday and then we run for a few weeks. So come along. It's a cracker. I think you'll very much enjoy the evening.
Yeah. Great. Well, look, thank you very much for coming on, Jack, and good luck with the show.
Thank you for having me, Eleanor.
That's all right. Pleasure. That was a playwright, Jack Kenny. Is it Kenny?
Carney.
Carney, sorry. Jack Carney, talking about his play, Born on his play and the others, Born on a Thursday. World premiere is on this Sunday at the Old Fitz Theatre, and preview tonight. We'll be running until the 14th of December. For more information, go to 2SER.com, and you can get more info there.